Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Further Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most elegant and rewarding topics in the entire Further Maths specification, roots of polynomials and partial fractions. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode has everything you need. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get started. Let me set the scene. In standard GCSE maths, you solve quadratic equations and find their roots. In further maths, we go much deeper. We ask, what is the relationship between the roots of a polynomial and its coefficients? And we also learn how to break apart complicated rational functions into simpler pieces using partial fractions. Both of these skills are absolutely core to the pure mathematics component of your further maths qualification, and they appear regularly in exam papers. Master these and you'll be picking up marks that many candidates leave on the table. Right, let's start with part one, roots and coefficients of polynomials. The big idea here comes from a mathematician called François Viète, and the relationships are often called Viète's formulas. The core insight is this: you don't need to actually solve a polynomial equation to know things about its roots. The coefficients of the polynomial tell you the sums and products of the roots directly. Let's start with the quadratic. Take the equation ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0 with roots alpha and beta. Viète tells us two things. First, alpha plus beta equals negative b over a. Second, alpha times beta equals c over a. Notice the signs. The sum of the roots is negative b over a, but the product is positive c over a. This sign pattern is crucial and trips up a lot of candidates. Now let's move to the cubic. Take x cubed plus bx squared plus cx plus d equals 0 with roots alpha, beta, and gamma. There are now three relationships. The sum of the roots, alpha plus beta plus gamma equals negative b over a. The sum of the products of pairs, alpha beta plus beta gamma, alpha equals c over a, and the product of all three roots, alpha beta gamma equals negative d over a. See the pattern? The signs alternate, negative, positive, negative. This alternating sign pattern continues for higher degree polynomials. For the quartic, x to the fourth plus bx cubed plus cx squared plus dx plus e equals 0 with roots alpha, beta, gamma, and delta, we have four relationships. Sum of roots equals negative b over a. Sum of products of pairs equals c over a. Sum of products of triples equals negative d over a. Product of all four roots equals e over a. The signs go negative, positive, negative, positive. A great memory hook for this is, think of it as a seesaw that keeps alternating. Now, why does this work? Think about it this way. If a polynomial has roots alpha, beta, and gamma, we can write it as a times the bracket x minus alpha times the bracket x minus beta times the bracket x minus gamma. When you expand this, the coefficient of x squared comes from picking one of the negative roots from each bracket in all possible ways. That's exactly the sum of the roots with a sign change. The constant term comes from multiplying all the negative roots together. The algebra is elegant and it all falls out naturally from the factored form. In exam questions, you'll often be given some information about the roots, perhaps their sum or their product, and asked to find the values of unknown coefficients or to find new expressions involving the roots. For example, you might be asked to find alpha squared plus beta squared plus gamma squared. The trick here is to use the identity alpha squared plus beta squared plus gamma squared equals the bracket alpha plus beta plus gamma all squared minus 2 times the bracket alpha beta plus beta gamma plus gamma alpha. This is a classic manipulation that examiners love to test. Let me give you a worked example. Suppose the cubic equation 2x cubed minus 5x squared plus 4x minus 1 equals 0 has roots alpha, beta, and gamma. Find alpha plus beta plus gamma. Find alpha beta plus beta gamma plus gamma alpha. Find alpha beta gamma. And then find alpha squared plus beta squared plus gamma squared. Here, equals 2, b equals negative 5, c equals 4, d equals negative 1. alpha plus beta plus gamma equals negative b over a equals negative bracket negative 5 over 2, which gives us 5 over 2. Alpha beta plus beta gamma plus gamma alpha equals c over a equals 4 over 2, which equals 2. Alpha beta gamma equals negative d over a equals negative bracket negative 1 over 2, which equals 1 over 2. Now for alpha squared plus beta squared plus gamma squared, we use our identity. It equals bracket alpha plus beta plus gamma squared minus 2 times bracket alpha beta plus beta gamma plus gamma alpha. That's bracket 5 over 2 squared minus 2 times 2. That's 25 over 4 minus 4, which equals 25 over 4 minus 16 over 4, giving us 9 over 4. Examiner's award marks at each step, so show every substitution clearly. Don't just write the answer, write the identity. Substitute the values, then simplify. That way, even if you make an arithmetic slip, you'll still earn the method marks. Now let's move to part two, partial fractions. Partial fractions is the reverse process of adding fractions. When you add 1 over x plus 1 and 2 over x minus 3, you get a single rational function. Partial fractions asks, given that single rational function, can you split it back into its component parts? The answer is yes. And the technique is systematic. The first and most important rule, and this is where candidates lose marks every year, is to check whether your fraction is proper or improper before you do anything else. A proper fraction has the degree of the numerator strictly less than the degree of the denominator. An improper fraction has the degree of the numerator equal to or greater than the degree of the denominator. If you have an improper fraction, you must perform polynomial long division first to extract a polynomial part, and then decompose the remainder as partial fractions. Skipping this step is one of the most common errors in exam scripts. Once you have a proper fraction, the form of the partial fractions depends on the factors of the denominator. Case 1, distinct linear factors. If the denominator factorizes into distinct linear factors like x plus a times x plus b, you write the partial fraction as a over x plus a plus b over x plus b, where a and b are constants to be found. Each linear factor gets its own fraction with a constant numerator. Case 2, repeated linear factors. If you have a repeated factor like x plus a all squared, you need two terms, a over x plus a plus b over x plus a all squared. You must include both powers. Missing the second term is a very common mistake. Case 3, irreducible quadratic factors. This is the trickiest case. If the denominator contains a quadratic factor that cannot be factorized over the reals, something like x squared plus 4, then the numerator of the corresponding partial fraction must be linear, not just a constant. So you write ax plus b over x squared plus 4. This is where many candidates go wrong. They write just a over x squared plus 4, which is incorrect. The numerator must be of degree 1 less than the denominator factor. Once you've set up the correct form, you multiply both sides by the full denominator to clear the fractions. Then you have two strategies to find the constants. Strategy 1 is substitution. Substitute convenient values of x that make factors equal to 0. This is quick and elegant. Strategy 2 is equating coefficients. Expand the right-hand side and match coefficients of each power of x on both sides. This is more systematic and works for all cases, including when you can't easily substitute. Let me walk through an example. Express 3x plus 1 over the bracket x minus 1 times the bracket x plus 2 as partial fractions. First, check the numerator has degree 1, the denominator has degree 2. It's proper. Good, no long division needed. Set up. 3 times plus 1 over bracket x minus 1 times bracket x plus 2 equals a over x minus 1 plus b over x plus 2. Multiply both sides by bracket x minus 1 times bracket x plus 2. 3x plus 1 equals a times bracket x plus 2 plus b times bracket x minus 1. Now substitute x equals 1. 3 times 1 plus 1 equals a times bracket 1 plus 2 plus b times 0. So 4 equals 3a, giving a equals 4 over 3. Substitute x equals negative 2. 3 times negative 2 plus 1 equals a times 0 plus b times bracket negative 2 minus 1. So negative 5 equals negative 3b, giving b equals 5 over 3. So the answer is 4 over 3 times bracket 1 over x minus 1 plus 5 over 3 times bracket 1 over x plus 2. Always check your answer by recombining the fractions. This takes 30 seconds and can save you from losing marks. Now let's talk about part 3, exam tips and common mistakes. The number one mistake is forgetting to check for improper fractions. Before you write a single partial fraction, look at the degrees. If the numerator degree is greater than or equal to the denominator degree, do the division. This is worth a mark in itself. And failing to do it means your entire decomposition will be wrong. The number two mistake is using the wrong form for quadratic factors. Remember, if the denominator has an irreducible quadratic factor, the numerator of that partial fraction term must be linear, ax plus b, not just a. The number three mistake in roots and coefficients is sign errors. The sum of the roots is negative b over a, not b over a. The alternating signs catch people out. A good check. If all the roots are positive, their sum should be positive, so negative b over a should be positive. That means b must be negative. Does that match your equation? If not, you've made a sign error. The number four mistake is not showing working. In a 4 or 5 mark question, the examiner is looking for method marks at each stage. Write the identity you're using, substitute clearly, and simplify step by step. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn 3 out of 4 marks if your method is clear. For roots and coefficients, questions always start by clearly stating the values of a, b, c, d from the equation. Then write out the 3 or 4 Vieta relationships. Then answer the specific question asked. This structured approach ensures you don't miss any steps. For partial fractions, always state the form you're using before you start. Write out a over bracket x minus 1 plus b over bracket x plus 2 before you do anything else. This earns a method mark and shows the examiner you know what you're doing. Now let's do part 4, quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. For the cubic x cubed plus bx squared plus cx plus d equals 0 with roots alpha, beta, gamma, what is alpha plus beta plus gamma? The answer is negative b over a. Question 2. What is the first thing you must check before decomposing a rational function into partial fractions? The answer is, check whether the fraction is proper or improper. Compare the degrees of the numerator and denominator. Question 3. For a denominator factor of x squared plus 5, what form does the partial fraction numerator take? The answer is, ax plus b, a linear numerator, not just a constant. Question 4. For the quartic x to the 4th plus bx cubed plus cx squared plus dx plus e equals 0 with roots alpha, beta, gamma, delta, what is the product of all 4 roots? The answer is e over a. Question 5. If alpha squared plus beta squared is required and you know alpha plus beta and alpha beta, which identity do you use? The answer is alpha squared plus beta squared equals bracket alpha plus beta all squared minus 2 alpha beta. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. And finally, part 5, summary and sign off. Let's recap the key points from today's episode. 1. Vieta's formulas link the roots of a polynomial directly to its coefficients. The signs alternate. The sum of roots is negative b over a. The sum of products of pairs is c over a. And so on. 2. For higher degree polynomials, the pattern extends always alternating signs, always dividing by the leading coefficient a. 3. Partial fractions decompose a rational function into simpler components. Always check for improper fractions first. 4. The form of the partial fraction depends on the denominator factors. A for linear, A and B for repeated linear, and AX plus B for irreducible quadratic. 5. Show all your working. Method marks are your safety net. 6. Use substitution to find constants quickly, but equating coefficients works for every case. Always verify your partial fractions by recombining them. These topics are beautiful because they're completely systematic. Once you know the rules, you can handle any question the examiner throws at you. The key is practice. Work through as many examples as you can and pay particular attention to the tricky cases. improper fractions, and quadratic denominators. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. See you in the next episode.